Hello, I'm your host, Letitia Bishop, and this is the Beauty Talk podcast. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to another episode if you've been here before. And if it's your first time, welcome. I am Letitia. I am a professional makeup artist of around 8 years and beauty content creator. I am living currently in Asia in Hong Kong, and I'm from Australia. Thank you for listening and being here. If you love learning about beauty, skin, hair, all of that jazz, please consider subscribing to the show and come and say hi to me over on Instagram. Most of my daily life I share on there. So as you can see by the title, this episode is, I think, perfectly timed for the month. It is December in 2021. So I wanted to create this episode to help everybody. We're in like mid-December now, so I haven't started doing any shopping, so we're reaching panic shopping mode, I would say. I first want to say that, so what we are talking about is a gifting and how to gift beauty products well and have success with gifting beauty items with all the categories that we have in beauty. I will be going through most of them. So first I want to say that we all know that nobody needs anything. We don't need any more things. Our homes, our small apartments are overflowing with things. So please have that in mind when you are shopping, that we don't need anything. So that's why I want us to choose thoughtfully and considerate and really, consider the gifts that you believe that your loved ones will love. And impulse shopping this year. And that's why I'm here today talking about, some thoughts that I think that we should think about before we select a gift for somebody. So it's, less of a wasteful purchase and then that person will truly adore it. So I just wanted to start off there. Okay. So I want to talk through some thoughts about gifting that you should think about when you're about to purchase a gift for somebody. Mm-hmm. So first, I think you should think about, so I need to buy a gift for them. Are they a real skincare lover or do they love makeup or they're not really into any of those? Maybe they love their pride in their home or they spend a lot of time outdoors in activity in harsh climates. So that can lead you into which category you might want to purchase from that I'm going to discuss. I also want you to think about budget and the budget that you have. We all have a budget in our mind that we want to stick to and we don't want to go over for individual people that we're purchasing for. And often, I'm actually a guilty of this too. Sometimes I always think it's quite fun to reach the budget with like all different little gifts. But often then you get a lot of like silly things or things that will be not truly loved by that person. So I think it's nice to spend our entire budget on one small but thoughtful gift. So something that could be a small but a luxury item and it reaches our budget that we had in mind. And it's something that our loved one might not consider buying for themselves. Something that could be an everyday item that we all use, but it's from a luxury brand or just a more amped up version of that item that we all use. I think those things are very thoughtful because, we just wouldn't purchase them for ourselves because it feels a bit silly and extravagant and wasteful. But that's what gifting is about, right? Putting smiles on people's faces while we're considering the world and the environment that we live in. So some product categories that I have broken down. We have fragrance, makeup, skincare, hair care, and some other things at the end. So fragrance is a great category to purchase from, I feel like. It's just a lovely thought. It attaches, fragrance attaches, when you start using fragrances, memories get attached to them. They're beautiful. So the simple and easy one to go by is home fragrances for people. So gifting like candles and reed diffusers and room sprays and linen sprays, all these things are very easy to pick up and gift somebody. But I want to say that buying a single candle instead of like maybe a whole gift set, buying a single candle that's maybe a bit more bougie than someone would normally buy themselves or from a really nice brand like Diptyque or something, is just a nice thoughtful gift. So that's my little thought there. Next is personal fragrances, and they can be really tricky because fragrance is so personal, individual. Someone might smell something and just absolutely fall in love with it and it's their fragrance forever, and you might smell it and think it's disgusting and just really off-putting for you, but that's what's so magical about fragrance, right? It is so personalized. So I would say ask your friend what is their favorite fragrance. Ask them. It doesn't have to be like because you're buying them a gift. You can just try to maybe bring up the topic of fragrance. Be like, what is yours? What do you always wear? And then they'll let you know. And then you're on a win there, right? You've got the exact fragrance, or maybe even just the brand of fragrances they like. That will also be really helpful. And then buy the holiday set or the limited edition version of that fragrance that they love. And because you just wouldn't buy that for yourself, and then they'll have the body lotion or the candle to go with it or something like that. And that's a really nice gift because they will use it, right? It's like restocking their favorite along with a little extra or like a limited edition Christmas packaging or something special like that. That will be always used. And if you don't know the exact, if you're not willing to ask them which fragrance they love, I think it's always good to stick with, like I said, like the holiday sets or the minis. They're often like not even just in holiday time. They're often called like sample sets or discovery sets from fragrances. They are excellent. So if there's a brand that you truly adore, or you know your friend has mentioned, or you've gone into that store and smelt some fragrances with them, getting like the set from that brand is a great way because they normally are... designed and curated together with the top selling scents from that brand. So you're bound to have a winner in there. So I think that's a really nice gift, even though it is a little risky buying a personal fragrance rather than a home fragrance. A discovery set, I would be thrilled to receive a discovery set from lots of brands. I know Jo Malone do some really beautiful ones. So moving on to makeup, a winner and an easy one is lipsticks and lip kits. Their lips in general, right, is easy. Most people, even if they don't wear that much makeup, they normally do like something on their lip, like a lip balm. So lipstick sets make a great gift, you know, especially around the holiday time. They're often doing them. They bundled them together with a lip liner and maybe the lipstick or the lip gloss or something like that. Maybe even a lip and cheek set. Really cute gifts. And you just have to, the brand will often have like a nude version or a red lip version. Very Christmassy, right? So you just kind of have to pick which one you think that your loved one will like, your friend will like. You know, all else fails, go with the nude. Very easy to get along with nude lipsticks. And lip glosses. Lip gloss sets are really, really great, or a beautiful lip balm. So like I was saying before, buying something for somebody that they wouldn't normally purchase for themselves. We all have like lip balms, you know, but we all would want another lip balm. Lip balms are so great. We need a desk lip balm. We need a handbag lip balm. We need a car lip balm. You know, we need an outside the house. You need a lip balm everywhere. So buying a really luxe one, I know I've used one before from an advent calendar I had a few years ago from By Terry. Balm du Rose, I think it was called. Oh my gosh, that was luxury. It was such a stunning lip balm. It was like in a... like a lip gloss. It wasn't the one in the jar, it was like a lip gloss packaging, but it was a lip balm, and it was stunning. That was By Terry. So lip balms are really good as well as lip or lip kits and things. Another makeup item that is great for gifting is limited edition good quality eyeshadow palettes, and they're for people that you know love makeup and experimenting with a few different colors and styles. There is also nude and basic ones out there, but a nice big palette from a brand that's done like a holiday edition of maybe one of their best-selling eyeshadow palettes. These are great fun gifts. Like, everyone loves to open that, and it's like a big wow factor. Like, beautiful, you know, that's a nice fun gift. And also another winner for friends that you know that love to wear makeup, is a beautiful brush set. So a fresh set of brushes to add to your brush collection is always really helpful. Is my job as a makeup artist, you can never have too many brushes, but good quality ones are always the best. They do last a long time when you look after brushes. So yeah, I think a nice brush set, like whether that's a full brush set or an eye brush set or a cheek set, you know, those are great little gifts for people that they might not repurchase for themselves, but they will use it, right? You will use a brush set. You'll be like, oh yeah, you just kind of keep using the same old ones that are a bit tattered, or you're using like the same one for multiple purposes on the face, but maybe having them separated into different brushes would be better for your makeup application. So I think a brush set is great. So skincare, moving on to the skincare category. It's tricky as well. Like, it's like makeup is less tricky, but because you're not buying like base colors, that would be not a great gift because you're not going to get someone's skin color right. But with skincare, it's also tricky because skin types are different, right? So I have a few tips for you if you do want to purchase somebody's skincare. You can still do it even though you don't know their skin type exactly. But if they're your friend, you will probably know if they complain about being dry or being oily. So yeah, stay ears tuned to those kinds of comments. So purchase from the brands their bestseller sets. They always have bestseller sets, and particularly at this time of the year, because they will have a wide range and they will be the bestsellers. So they're the bestsellers. So they're probably, suit a wide variety of skin types if they're in the bestseller category, or like a brand's hero product, a cult product. I think you can't really go wrong with that. They've probably already been hearing about it in the beauty scene and wanting to try it anyway. Or the travel sets, so you don't have to commit to a full size. And then that's also helpful if you have a budget in mind. You know, travel set is also really fun. They get to try the products and then they might want to get them later, or at least they've got to try them. So bestseller sets, things like that. Another one for sunscreen is a few brands I have seen, not a lot, but sunscreen sets. What's a podcast episode on the Beauty Talk without me speaking about sunscreen? Obsessed. I know it is winter in most parts of the country, but I have seen some brands in Australia where I am from having some sunscreen sets because they're in summertime. But regardless, you wear sunscreen 365 days of the year. But a sunscreen, like maybe a face and a body one, if they're like an active person or something, because, you know, they know when you need to tell them that they need to wear sunscreen all year round. I think that would be really nice. Or if you have a sunscreen that you really love, maybe purchase it as a gift for someone that's like a more of a luxury one, that it might help them discover one that they fall in love with just like you have. And then I also have here the luxury lip balms, but we've covered that as well. Hair care, it's a funny one. You probably wouldn't think about buying hair care, but what a nice gift, a luxury hair mask. I think that's a really nice gift. Gifting someone a really kind of generic, all-round, nourishing, strengthening hair mask. All hair can do with hydration and nourishing. And from luxury brands, like or a bee or a whey, or you'll find them around, or a kerastase. They all have really nice gift sets, or even a hair oil or something, but you're probably safe with a hair mask or a little bestsellers set from the brand. Yeah, we often just buy our hair products in the supermarket or something, the drugstore as we're walking past. But from a nice luxury brand, I think that's a nice thoughtful gift that you probably wouldn't buy yourself. Now, I want to just roughly list and throw out some names of some brands I think are good to look at if you are looking for gifting. So some of the brands that come to my mind is L'Occitane. They always have nice little gift sets for people, particularly body sets. Actually, from L'Occitane, if you want to gift somebody something that they will be like, where has this been all my life? The L'Occitane, it's a cult product from L'Occitane, the almond body oil. The almond, like it's an in-shower body wash, but it's like a body oil. It's very unique. I've never tried anything like that. That is a beautiful gift. And just like that one in the box, like I said before, buying like one, but using your whole budget on that one item, I think that is just more special and memorable. And I think, you know, if you do that and you add like a little gift with it, it kind of, I don't know, cheapens or lowers the gift a little bit. Just one beautiful thing and you've spent your whole budget on that is really nice. Also, I got sidetracked. L'Occitane, another brand is Charlotte Tilbury. They do gifting. I mean, Charlotte is just holidays, right? The way she speaks and everything, the stars and the glitter and the gold packaging. Yeah, Charlotte Tilbury is great. They do great little lip kits, lip sets, and their holiday eyeshadow palette is just gorgeous and to die for. I am loving it. Retailers often do, this is a really great one, retailers often do beauty box sets and beauty sets, like a summer collection or a winter collection or a party makeup collection or a skin collection from like different brands that they stock on their site. So I know Net-a-Porter do really nice ones. That's also a really good gift, like a little discovery box. It's not quite as extravagant and as big as an advent calendar. I have mine behind me here, enjoying it lots. But a little, yeah, box set of a few different brands curated by the retailer that you shop at, or maybe your friend shops at, that's a nice gift. Fenty Beauty, they always do nice gift sets, little like stocking fillers or little smaller maybe ones for if you have like a Secret Santa gift you need to buy. Fenty is nice. Fresh Beauty, also same line, they have a lot of nice, like their rose line, like the Fresh Beauty lip balms sets, that's always a great winner, the sugar lip balms. They also have like a nice rose face mask one that is also beautiful. Who doesn't love to receive a nice face mask? I think that would be great. Jo Malone fragrance brands like Jo Malone, Le Labo, different ones like that. And YSL Beauty, their packaging and their gifting just looks so Christmassy. Also Dior have some nice Christmas Dior makeup as well. Also MAC always do some gift set, some Christmas sets. That's for like if you know your friend's like a real makeup lover, I'm sure they would really appreciate a MAC collection. And also, instead of like, you know, swinging back to what I said at the beginning, where, you know, we all have a lot of stuff. If you feel like they've got everything, there's not much you can give them. I think a voucher, like, you know, we always say experiences is nice. I mean, I always think consumables are really good for gifts, but that doesn't really like chocolates or a meal, cheese or something like this, but that's not in the beauty topic here on this podcast. This is a beauty podcast, don't forget. So experiences, I think, is really lovely, right? So gifting them a spa voucher or like a massage treatment package that you've selected and bought for them, If you know a place that they go to that they love, or a place they've been wanting to try, or a place you've been to and you've had a really great experience at, gifting a gift voucher from them, what a great idea. I think that's, whether it's a massage or a foot spa and scrub or a facial, I think that would be a really good gift. Or maybe even if they love getting their hair done, maybe a voucher at their hair salon for an added hair treatment and mask and nourishing time at the salon. That could be a lovely idea as well. Just thought of that. So another thing I wanted, we're wrapping up here, we've hit 20 minutes, and I want to lastly say things that I would not suggest you gift and I wouldn't want to receive as a gift in the beauty category that I just think is not thoughtful. Or I mean, you might be gifting it from a place of love and a place of caring for your loved one, but it could be translated into not nice thoughts or remarks. So, I mean, I'm sure this is self-explanatory, but I just want to reiterate it for you guys. So deodorant, that's probably not a nice, I mean, there is beautiful luxury deodorants out there, but still some people could be like, oh, so they think I smell, you know, like it's just, yeah, I wouldn't go there. Feminine hygiene products, I think that would be odd gift. Like cellulite creams, things like that, they don't work, but I think, yeah, that's not a nice gift to give someone. Likewise with hair removal things, I think that's also not a very nice gift. Teeth whitening, I think it could be, but yeah, people might read that as saying, oh, so you think I have bad looking teeth. and then like antifungal things, or like, I'm sure that's really, you wouldn't do that, but yeah, things that are more for like medicated things, just yeah, I would stay away from those types of necessity, fundamental types of beauty things. So, yeah. So that was it. I hope that is helpful to like steer you guys in the right direction when you are perhaps walking into a department store or walking into a Sephora, or even just sitting on your phone or computer and browsing the online shopping, that you have some direction of where to go. And you know, you first thought about your friend who you're buying it for, what they love, how their lifestyle is, whether they would enjoy a fragrance item or a skincare item or a makeup item, and then you kind of know where to go and, you know, have some ideas of brands that might be beautiful. Yeah, I hope you found that helpful. Any questions or anything you want to chat about, you can leave it in the comments, like in my Instagram on this post about the podcast episode. I would love for you to leave a review on whatever podcasting platform that you're listening to. And sign up for the newsletter. I have that as well to keep you guys updated. And I will see you in the next one. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the show. You can find details on everything I mentioned on the blog, The Beauty Talk. I'll leave a link below for this episode's post. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the newsletter so every episode is delivered directly into your inbox. That way you'll never miss an episode. I'd love to hear from you and see what you think of the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Leticia Bishop, or I have a private Facebook group, which you'll also find a link for down below. Please don't forget to subscribe on any of the top podcasting platforms like Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. If you liked this show, please send some love by writing a review, and I'll see you in the next one.